congrats on getting drafted, and what are your initial emotions of being picked up by Freo?
Yeah, thanks. It's obviously a great honour. This morning I was on the job site, now on the on an AFL list. So yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind. I'm not sure what to think at the moment, but I'm very excited.
Where were you working?
I was working in Mernda on a police station, doing a
Okay.
bit of carpentry. So yeah.
All right, so you're a qualified carpenter?
Yeah.
Cool. Were you watching the following the draft at all, or were you just
Yeah,
working?
I was just sitting at home with girlfriend and some family, so yeah, no, it's at home.
Yeah. So how did they react?
Yeah, very excited. Obviously, it's been a long journey from 18 and then 5 years at Willy, and yeah, to finally get the name read out, yeah, it was a great moment.
And how do you feel about coming over to WA?
Yeah, very, very excited, very open to the move. Obviously, yeah, a lot of hard work's gone in, so you don't get to pick where you get drafted to, you just got to make the most of where you go. And it's good to have Lockie coming as well. Well, spent a lot of time together, played a lot of footy together. Yeah, so it'll be good.
He got picked just before you. Were excited to see his name get read out.
Yeah, very excited. And before Ben Tavaro as well. So yeah, it's good to see a couple of the teammates get their name read out. Yeah, it's very, very good for the AFL.
And it must be good to know somebody that you're coming over with.
Yeah, definitely, definitely helped. Like, I'm sure we'll be able to help each other out there. Like, obviously, Lockie moved down from the country to play at Williamstown, and I'm sort of moving out of home for the first time, so I'm sure he'll be able to teach me a few things about living on your own.
And what can Freo expect from Lockie as a player?
They're going to get a very elusive, smart, crafty forward that just plays well in big moments.
And on you again, you're coming in as a mature age recruit. How does it feel to, finally make that breakthrough and make it to the AFL?
Oh yeah, like I touched on before, it's pretty overwhelming. Like, yeah, the journey, the hard work that's gone in, all the running sessions, the weight sessions, sort of culminates in getting drafted. But now the hard work sort of starts again. But yeah, I'm very, very excited, very happy as well.
Were you confident that you get picked up?
There's a little element of confidence, but it's mainly hope. Like, you never, when you're mature age, sort of never, you never, sort of definitely sure you're going to get picked. But yeah, I was a little bit confident, but yeah, also like very, very nervous.
And what do you think clicked for you this year to help you make that breakthrough?
I think just a like a self-belief sort of grew, and yeah, I had a lot more confidence in my ability to play the way that I wanted to play, and yeah, the way that I was able to play that in our fairly successful team. But yeah, no, it was, yeah, that was probably the biggest thing, just the probably the improved self-belief.
Did you play any premierships at Williamstown?
No, I missed out in 2015, but I played in a couple of development plays in 2014, 2015.
And how would you describe yourself as a player to Freo fans who wouldn't have seen you play yet?
Yeah, I'm a hard-working, running outside mid ball user. Yeah, pretty versatile. Yeah, try and get the ball as much as I can.
Freo picked up a few key forwards in the trade period. You must be excited about the opportunity to maybe hit up Jesse Hogan on the lead.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Like, I'm pretty sure we're the same age, so bit of a different pathway between myself and Jesse. But yeah, it's an exciting prospect to be able to deliver the ball into blokes like Jesse Hogan and Rory Lobb. Yeah, so definitely looking forward to it. Can't wait.